علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. And in this episode, of course, in the previous episodes and the episodes to come, we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance inspired by the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And of course, the Charter of Islamic Governance is very important, especially in this day and age, whereby we want to present as Muslims, we want to present to the world, to the people of the world, and to invite them to witness the ideas that Islam has, the ideals that Islam has kept, and the tenets that it upholds, and that it suggests and it and kind of commands to the people to adhere to so as to progress as a nation. These are some very important discussions that will be a source of a lot of benefit if taken into action and practice as is taught to us by the scholars and in what they have understood from the statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and the Quran. And one of those tenets that we discussed previously is Imam Ali alayhi salam was telling us that we need to contemplate on the factors why some communities became degraded or they stooped low or they became destroyed. Their backs got broken. The community was flourishing, but suddenly it lost all color and grandeur and became nothing, became wiped out of the face of the earth. What was the reason why this happened? Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking us to think and ask this question to ourselves.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
One of those things that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned, and of course we discussed previously, is when hatred and grudge begins to build up in the heart, which then finally leads to what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَتَدَابُرِ النُّفُوسِ, that the hearts and that the people turn away from one another. They just leave each other. Their backs are facing one another. It's as if they are not concerned about each other's problems. And then he goes on to say, وَتَخَاذُ لِلْأَيْدِ. تَخَاذُ لِلْأَيْدِ, basically, تَخَاذُ means to abandon, to disregard. تَخَاذُ لِلْأَيْدِ means when a person disregards the hands of another, doesn't regard the helping hand of his believing brother and friend who is asking him, وَتَخَاذُ لِلْأَيْدِي, and not helping each other, not taking each other's hands. O Muslim brother, when you see that your Muslim brother or friend is you know, being destroyed by an enemy and is asking you to help him, this is the time when you need to help him. He needs your help. He's asking you. But if you turn away from him, then know that you as a society will get destroyed. You as a society will get weakened. You can see today in the Muslim world, the Muslim world is suffering, while the people in Palestine are dying, and they are asking the Muslims for help. But there are countries right at the borders who are not ready to give a helping hand to their Muslim brothers. This is what we called تَخَاذُ لِلْأَيْدِ, to not help your brother, to abandon him, to leave him alone, to leave him in the battlefield without any help. This is what is very dangerous. In Islam, we are told that the one who hears the cry of his brother saying, Ya lil Muslimin, that O Muslims, help me, and does not go to help them, then he ceases to be a Muslim. This is how grave this issue is. So helping one another is very important. And not helping one another in a community and in a society leads to the destruction of that society.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
One of the very important narrations that we have from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that the Muslim ummah is like a body. When one part of the body is in pain, the whole body feels the pain. That means the whole body should rush to help that particular place which is wounded. If you leave that place which is wounded and there is a gash there, or there is a big wound that is deep, then, and if you don't attend to that, let's say the left hand says that I will not care about the right hand, then, you know, in the long run, that right hand will be infected and it will have pain, and that pain will affect the whole body. The whole body will suffer. If the infection spreads worse, then the whole body may die. The infection might spread everywhere, and the whole body can suffer. The infection can go to the heart from the blood. The brain can be disturbed. All of these different parts of the body will be disturbed. And this is a very good example for us as Muslims. And we have heard this before, but we need to always keep it in mind, that how much we need this closeness to one another. Because if we do not help each other today as Muslims, when your Muslim brother is crying for help and you don't turn to help him or her, and you turn away and have grudges inside your heart and hate for one another without any real reason, just for superficial reasons or without true reasoning from the heart, then know that this will lead to your destruction. Your back will be broken. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, كَسَرَ فِقْرَتَهُمْ. And then he later on goes on to say, وَأَوْهَنَ مُنَّتَهُمْ. Stay away from these things. They will take away your energy. They will destroy your back and cause you to be destroyed. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to be able to help each other as Muslims, even as human beings, so that we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieve the purpose of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مرجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه